set of them that were frequent and somewhat interesting. Another study that we did was more of a quantitative research study looking at the dynamics of policy use on talk pages. So the idea is to capture changing norms in the community by examining the types of policies that are being cited as people try to negotiate what should go into an article. And so yeah, quantitative research, mined the whole Wikipedia, English Wikipedia, and generated pretty graphs. So here you can see that policies relating to attribution grew enormously between 2005 and 2007. And the last, don't want to see that yet. That's a monster. The last one that we did was a content analysis of barn stars in order to uncover the types and the distributions of valued work in the community of Wikipedia. So what we did was we did a content analysis of the types of tasks that contributors were being thanked for when they were given barn stars, and come up with a set of work categories and the relative distributions of barn stars as they fell into those categories. So you can check, this stuff was all done with some collaborators, and you can find them, copies of the paper online. I'm the only Travis Crippling in the world, so you know you can find it pretty easily on Google. So that leads us into why am I here? So first, I've spent so much time studying Wikipedia, reading email lists, et cetera, that I really wanted to come and talk with a wider swath of Wikipedians, or Wikimediaites, I should say. More seriously, I'm trying to size up whether it's actually possible to make significant improvements to consensus decision-making efforts through a focus on the interfaces and the interactions that are provided. So, you know, obviously a non-technical solution would just be to move to like a representative governance system or something and just chuck the consensus model for the difficult decisions. And it may ultimately come to that. But consensus decision-making is at the core of what makes Wikipedia just a very unique endeavor, and so it would be a shame to move away from this. So the question is, can new interfaces and ways to interact with discussions significantly help people better uncover new solutions, as well as more easily understand the opinions, concerns, and suggestions of other people? So, but it's still unclear to me how much progress can be made from a technical perspective. There are a lot of human factors that no amount of engineering will be able to change. Sometimes people just don't get along. There's big egos at work. Sometimes people just have strikingly different ideas about what to do. So I think there's some room for reducing the overhead for contributing to this, but I'm not sure what the degree is. So what I really want to get out of this is to hear from you afterwards, essentially, what you guys think of the approaches that I'm going to present, if it's actually feasible, et cetera. And also, possibly, if you guys are interested in participating in the research itself. Just get in contact with me.